Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I recently left a serious long-term relationship. Is it unhealthy to still fantasize about my ex-girlfriend when I masturbate?
Many people fantasize about former partners when they masturbate, perhaps especially if they were together for a long time. With time, though, this often decreases in frequency or even goes away. Because you were together for a long time, you and your ex-girlfriend probably shared many sensual and/or sexual experiences together. Over time, you may have come to associate strong feelings of sexual excitement or arousal with your ex-girlfriend. It's not unusual, then, that when you masturbate, you draw upon images of your ex-girlfriend or perhaps think of sexual things that you used to do together or that you may have wanted to do together. People have different reactions to dealing with masturbating about their ex. Some men and women try to stop thinking about their ex at all costs and may actively try to think of other people while they masturbate or to focus on others by watching porn or reading erotica to help them imagine sexual situations that involve other individuals. Others allow themselves to experience sexual fantasies that involve their former partner and may experience those fantasies until time moves on and for whatever reason, they eventually don't experience them anymore. You will likely find other people to fantasize about over time, but perhaps for now, your ex is who you think of when you try to get or stay turned on. If you find yourself obsessing over your ex or your former relationship in ways that interfere with your happiness or with your work or school life, you may want to try to refocus your energies, including your sexual fantasy energies. Some people, after they've had a breakup, find it helpful to read a book such as How to Survive the Loss of a Love. Others find that spending time with friends and getting out to meet new people, even just as friends or activity partners, helps them to think about things other than their ex. Counseling and therapy can be helpful, too. You can learn more about these types of resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.